special meeting last night for city council, and we welcome Mayor Dobies to a new year. I'm sure you're all rested up.
Yeah, rested up and ready to get back at it. And it was a interesting meeting last night.
I was going to say, where do you even start?
Well, we've always talked about the Jackson City Council being the greatest show in town, and I don't think we disappointed last night.
Last night there was some entertainment value. I'll give you that much. Eventually, you wound up sending these answers to questions that were formed that were formed by one of the council members off to the Attorney General. Is that sound fair to you? Or
I think that there's certainly some animosity among some of the members of council, and I think that was displayed last night. I think it's can be hard to be charged with ethics violations, and I think between council member Schlechte and council member Alexander, there was some tit for tat and back and forth. I think what I've come to learn over the decade of service is you get incredibly thick skin serving in office, and you got to learn to take a punch. But we kind of meandered through a couple of different options in terms of the ethics investigation surrounding the sale of the Vermeulen's building, and what we ultimately decided as the council passed unanimously with two abstentions was my motion to take the answers that were provided by Councilwoman Schlechte as to the questions that were proposed from last year's council meeting, forward those to the Attorney General's office along with a formal letter from the city attorney asking the state attorney general to investigate both council member Schlechte and council member Alexander as to this development and purchase agreement arrangement.
Yeah, it comes down to what conflict of interest, right?
Yeah, I think that there's
maybe for both parties.
Possibly, I think that there'll be an investigation. I think we have one side of the story, but largely, and what I echoed last night is I think oftentimes we can get fixated on a particular issue or particular individual and go on the attack. I think it's warranted to have an investigation, let the chips fall where they may, but I think the general public wants council to get beyond this and to focus on the matter at hand of
absolutely
guiding the city through the pandemic, of focusing on getting our roads fixed, getting our infrastructure fixed, continuing the economic development, and really supporting the citizens and the businesses that we have. That's what I've heard. I kind of view it as my job to kind of split between the two sides and try to pull everyone together to focus on that. I think we came to an agreeable decision last night to put it into the Attorney General's hands so that we can move forward. And we got a lot of important work to do. We made it through 2020, thank God. 2021 is turning out to be better year, I think, already, and we got a lot of productive work to undertake, and I've had conversations with city administration, and I think that's what they want to really focus on as well.
A lot of the citizen comment, there was certainly a lot, some or a lot of concern about this project as a whole and how it's been handled by the city. Is that fair to say?
I think that the city is always the last repository of vacant, dilapidated parcels, and we maintain the difficult and often challenging job of redeveloping some of these properties. And we also make investments where the private sector doesn't necessarily. And I'll also say that every time, and, you know, I think that working with Detroit Rock Solid in the future is certainly a possibility, and certainly a possibility with the Masonic Temple and other developments around the city. But, you know, every time a developer comes calling and throws something out on the table with a promise of fulfillment, doesn't necessarily mean that's a good deal. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come to fruition. I mean, look at what has happened in the past around the Hayes Hotel. You know, the city before my time optioned that for a decade to a developer that had high hopes and made promises about that, and
sure.
And it sat for a decade without any sort of development. So I don't necessarily I put stock in developers that have a track record of experience, that have experience working big projects like that, and experience working and doing projects in particular in urban cores like Jackson, and people that have worked in Jackson before. And we actually have developers that have undertaken projects in the last couple of years here that want to do more projects. And I think that the Jackson City Council has a pretty good track record of redeveloping properties. Not all of those properties are going to be private sector lucrative developments that necessarily are going to be paying property tax and income tax. I mean, we need to have a rich, vibrant downtown that necessitates us to have those mixed-use developments, spaces for residents to live of a diversity of incomes. But it also means we have to have those amenities that people that live downtown and want to come in to downtown want to have. And I think that the Jackson School of the Arts is an incredible treasure that we have here in the city, and we're glad to bring them into downtown. And I think as a part of the continued development and evolution of our partnership over time that started with the Masonic Temple, the Vermeulens project just made sense.
Does that the sale to the Jackson School of the Arts, is that going to jeopardize the Masonic Temple and hurt your ability to move that parcel? A lot has been invested there, right?
A lot's been invested in both buildings. And like I said, the city's the last repository of these structures. And it's similar to the Hayes Hotel, of us putting a roof on it and repairing the outside and getting some heat in there to dry it out and preserve a historic structure. So too did we want to do that with the Masonic. And that's what we did. We fixed the outside of it, put a new roof on, repaired the facade, and have made it redevelopment ready. You know, there's a reason the Michigan Economic Development Corporation has designated Jackson a redevelopment ready community and certified us as such, is because we've made those investments to be able to make us redevelopment ready. And having buildings like the Masonic on hand, like the Hayes Hotel on hand, further testament to that effect.
Have you ever gone through anything like this, Derek? Gone to the Attorney General?
I don't think so officially within the auspices of the City Council. I have a relationship with the Attorney General. I think, you know, Dana Nessel and I have had numerous conversations, and I think she's been a hard worker for the state of Michigan, and she's certainly fearless. I think this will be the first go-around of having City Council officially request an investigation. You know, it's within our powers to do an investigation ourselves per Chapter 2 of the city code, but you know, it's was the purview of council to request that investigation by the state attorney general, and we'll see what comes of it. And, you know, hopefully be able to move forward and work on closing out 2021 with a lot of accomplishments in terms of policy, in terms of developments, in terms of helping people as we continue to navigate COVID.
Do you have any expectations of how that will, how that might work, or how long it will take? I don't imagine, you know, she's going to run into work early to take a look at this case.
Well, I'll have to. I'm not sure, frankly. That's a good question for the Attorney General's office. But you mm-hmm. know, I suspect that they have different divisions and to satisfy different aims. When we send stuff up for charter review for charter changes, we typically get a pretty quick response for provisional approval. For investigations, you know, some investigations take a long time. So there's not really any good way to know or good way to figure out how long an ethics investigation into Councilwoman Schlechte or Councilmember Alexander could take.
What about the Hayes building? Any news there?
You know, we just went through another round of presentations and development. The Smith Group came in, and we got a new group that's working on putting the package together, putting the pro forma together, and we've had a lot of significant changes in terms of local amenities. The surrounding economic environment has changed. You know, we've had a lot of new developments, new market rate housing, low to moderate income housing coming into downtown. So we worked with the Smith Group to update that packet and that pitch book, and they're going to be working on a pro forma. And, you know, I think we're, and obviously it's changed because of COVID and the changing local economy with people working from home and people not traveling as much. So the look of and function of that building and some of the floors, I think, is going to change. But still incredibly optimistic, and that's one of the big things that we've been working on in collaboration with Scott Fleming and the Jackson Anchor Initiative, who now has an office on the 14th floor of City Hall right across from my office. And that's something we're going to be talking about here in the next couple of weeks, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big project. So
yeah.
I know it's been it's taken a number of years, but it's an incredible asset. And the Smith Group has worked with other communities on other historic buildings of that magnitude and made those redevelopable. So we're really excited. I think it's a good opportunity, and hopefully we'll have some good news in the year ahead.
I think I had hair when that first went on the market. But it couldn't have been couldn't have been that long.
I might have been a twinkle in my daddy's eye.
When we left you last year, you were just announcing the dog park. I know you're excited about that.
Yeah, we're excited about the dog park. We actually were approached also by a historic railroad group whose name escapes me right now out of Pennsylvania about the purchase of our locomotive that's up at the wastewater treatment plant. You'll see that on the agenda next Tuesday. I've been working closely with them, kind of one of my side projects. Negotiating a sale. I think we're going to bring a proposal for about $50,000 to council. They'll be on the hook for removing the locomotive from that site, transporting it back to Pennsylvania, where it was, I think, close to where it was originally manufactured, and restoring it to functional use. And for piled metal that most people probably don't realize that the city has in a park that sits up front the wastewater treatment plant, and probably has a lot of asbestos and would need a lot of abatement in the first place. I think that's going to be a good opportunity for the city to get a little bit of cash to invest in some some other park infrastructure. We got a lot of parks that have playgrounds that are in need of upgrades. So that's what I'm looking at to use those funds for. And then we'll have a partnership with the railroad restoration and museum. It's kind of a tourist attraction down there. And we'll be able to go down and visit the steam locomotive that is from Jackson and restored to use, and it'll be back in functional order.
Interesting. Also, the Booze Center, improvements going on there as we speak.
Booze Center got a new roof. Yep, similar to the King Center. You know, when I got elected mayor, I wanted to reinvest back in our neighborhoods, and that's one of the aspects of that is investing back in the community centers that we have. We got the MLK Center done last year, and we started work late last year and continuing early this year with redevelopments of the Booze Center. So we got a new roof there. As you know, we got a new basketball court, new lighting, a new trail out to the basketball court. So I think, you know, what's next for Loomis Park is probably a new playground, something that we planned out in real time at a Zoom meeting late last year. So working to get the resources for that and make a nice, accessible, safe, with high visibility new playground for the park there, I think, is something that residents of the area are going to see hopefully over the next year.
By the way, what happened to the city manager last night? We didn't see him for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
We had a bet. He was at Kentucky Fried.
You know, God bless Andrea and our city clerk for her eloquence in reading through hours of public comment. gotta be. It's important, but it's got to be draining. And I hope she's taking some time off and catching her breath today.
Take some Anacin, I think, after that. Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
Talk to you next week.